So this sicha, the Rebbe bases it on Parshas Bechukosai, but it's also a hadron that the Rebbe did on Yutas Kislev, and he did it on Maseches Horius. Horius, as a Masechta, talks about when the teachers, that's what Horius means, teachers, Moirim, the Rabbanim, the Beis Din of the time, when they give out laws which are incorrect, etc., when they make mistakes, how you deal with the consequences of those decisions. Basically, based in that because of them, Jewish people did something wrong, etc. And the last Mishnah of the Masechta talks about preferences, who comes first in honors. The Mishnah says, Kayin Kaidim Lelevi. Kayin comes before Levi, Levi Le Yisrael, Levi before Yisrael, Yisrael Le Mamzer, Yisrael before a Mamzer, Mamzer Le Nasin, Mamzer comes before a Nasin, which is a child that doesn't necessarily know their Yichus, and that comes before a Ger, and that comes before an Eved Meshuchar, a free slave, etc., etc. Ha'aval, but if the Mamzer was a Talmud Chacham, and the Kohen Gadol was an Ama Aretz, was an ignoramus, Mamzer Talmud Chacham, Kohen Le Kohen Gadol Ama Aretz. The highest person in the laws of preference, which is a Kohen Gadol, if he's an Ama Aretz and a Mamzer is a Talmud Chacham, the Mamzer will come first to Ama. The next page, on Yud Gimel Amud Beis, it's a small Masechta, Yud Gimel Amud Beis, close to the end of the Masechta. The Masechta finishes halfway through Yud Dalet Amud Aleph 14a. The Gemara brings a ton of Rabbanan. It's the first line of the wide lines. I would recommend either you do it with the Shir or at your own time to go read the Gemara inside. It's a fascinating shtickel Gemara. Ton of Rabbanan, our sages taught us, Ksha Nasi Nichnas, when the Nasi of the Jewish people, because we're talking about who gets preferences and honors, so let's talk about how people are honored. So when a Nasi of the Jewish people walks into the room, Kolam Imdim Ve'en Yeshvim Achayim Alem Shvu, everyone stands until he tells them to sit. Ksha Av Beis Din Nichnas, when the Av Beis Din walks in, Oisim Leishura Achas Mikam Veshura Achas Mikam Ach Yeshem Im Kremei. People make two rows, one on the each side of him, until he goes to his place, but they don't have to wait for him until he says sit. Kshechacham nichnas, when a wise person sits, echad oimed ve'echad yoshev ad sheyeshev b'mkoymei. One sits, one stands, till he comes to his place. Basically, as he's passing by, each person gets up, and then they sit down right after he passes. Okay, then the braisa continues, etc., etc. Comes the Gemara and gives context of this braisa. When was this braisa taught? Amma Rabbi Yochanan, says Rabbi Yochanan. This braisa was initiated and taught b'mei Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel in the days of Rashbag. Nishnas Mishnah Zu, this Mishnah was taught. Why? Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Nasi. At the time, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was the Nasi. Rabbi Meir Chacham. Rabbi Meir was the Chacham, the third level. Rabbi Nassan Av Beis Din. Rabbi Nassan was the Av Beis Din. Even though Rabbi Meir was a bigger Talmud Chacham, the Mefarshim explained, Rabbi Meir was a Ben Gerib, Rabbi Nassan had a strong Yichus, so Rabbi Nassan was given Av Beis Din. Ki Hava, when they would come, Rashbag Hasam Havu Kaimi Kula Amma Mikame. When Rabbi Shimon Gamliel would walk in, everyone would stand up for him. Ki Havu Aili, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Nassan, and when Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Nassan Havu Kaimi Kula Amma Mikame, everyone else would get up and stand for them as well. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel felt, Leibo Lamavi Akeir Ben Dilili to do this. No difference between my status and their status. Ultimately, I'm the Nasi. They are respectively a Chacham and an Av Beis Din. So therefore, there should be a difference. Takin Hamas Nisa. So then he instituted this Mishnah, this Braisa, this law. Hahu Yayma. But that day that he taught that new Mishnah and he set the new standard of respect, Loi Havu Rab Meir, Rab Nassan Hassan. Rab Meir and Rab Nassan were not there. Lemachar, the next day, Ki Asu, when they arrived, Chazu, they noticed, Loi Asu Mikamayu Kidir Gila. Milsa, people didn't stand up for them the way they were used to. Amri, so they said, my hai, what's this all about? Amrule, the response to him was, Hachi takin Rashbag, this is the new takana of Ram Shibam ben Gamliel. Amrule, that mayor led Abnasan. So that mayor turns to Abnasan, those were the two sages. Ram Meir was the Chacham, Abnasan was the Abbasdin. And he tells him, Anoch Chacham, I'm a Chacham, at Abbasdin. You are an Abbasdin, Natkin Milsa ki Lididun. Let's do to him the way he's done to us. That's the way Rashi explains it, at least in one explanation. My Navidle, what should we do to him? Namely, Gli Uktzim. We'll tell him to give a drasha on the laws of Uktzim, the Leisle, that he is not so clear, and as Rashi said, the Leisadele, it's not fully formalized by him. What's the laws of Uktzim? The laws of Uktzim is very complicated laws in Tumah and Tahara and purity. Basically, when you have an oiketz, which is a piece of the fruit, the branch part, the thing that sticks out of the fruit, and that's tamei, and the fruit's not tamei, or the fruit's tamei, and that's not tamei, and it's separate, does the tumah transform from one to another? It's very technical laws in tumah and tahara. And they said that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is not mesuder in that. V'kivin deloy gamar. And when he will not be able to articulate it well, Neimalei will tell him the pasuk, Mi yamal al gvuras Hashem yashmiya kol tehillasei. We'll quote the pasuk that says, who should talk the greatness of Hashem yashmiya kol tehillasei? And will share all his praise. And they'll teach it like this, Lemi noel lamalel, to who is appropriate to talk about gvuras Hashem, the greatness of Hashem. In other words, who is the qualified to teach Torah? Mi sheyachal lashmiya kol tehillasei. Yashmiya kol tehillasei, if they're able to actually teach all the whole Torah, kol tehillasei, they have to be clear in everything, and he's not clear in Uktzim. Navde, and we're going to do this, v'have ano beisdin v'at nasi. And Rameir says, I'm going to become now the av beisdin, and you'll become the nasi. Shaminu Rab Yaakov ben Karshi. Rab Yaakov ben Karshi heard this. And what I'm going to do now in the Gemara is, I'm going to explain the Gemara. That's, instead of going through the whole Sikha, it's a very intense Sikha. There's many other qualified Magid Shiurim explaining the Sikha. What I'm trying to do over here is Pasha teach the Gemara al pi the Pshat of the Rebbe. So Rabbi Yaakov ben Karshi hears the conversation, and he says, Dilma chas v'shalom asya milsa lidei chesufa. What this might come is it might come to read, to cause embarrassment to Rab Shimon Gamliel. Azal Yosef Achoyde Ilisei de Rashbag. So he went and sat behind the attic of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Basically, he went to, next to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's house. Pashat Godas Vitana. And he went and he started explaining and repeating and teaching the laws of Uktzin. Godas Vitana. And he's learning and learning. Omar Maidekama. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, chances are because he's talking about these things, that it means that the yeshiva's in the middle of learning it. So therefore, I better be clear in it. Yohav Daite Vigarsa. So he spent his mind and learned it. Basically, he spent the whole night learning it. The Rebbe comes from here and implies, obviously, it means that he wasn't ignorant. You can't say he was ignorant. How could you learn the whole laws of Uktzin and be clear about it to give a drasha the next day if you weren't familiar? So it simply means that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel wasn't 100% clear in the moment. He just needed a chazara. Why? Because as we're going to see, and the Rebbe is going to explain it in just a moment, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's strength was that he was an oiker harim, that he was deep and incredibly go into a sugya, basically a maggid shir. I'll cut that out. He was incredibly sinai. He knew Torah very well, and therefore he was expansive in this, and he knew the whole Torah thoroughly. But Elamai, he just needed to have a quick chazara of it. Versus Rab Meir and Rab Nosson, that they were extremely deep. They were the Oiker Harim, and Rav Shimon Gamliel was the Sinai. Anyways, So he comes the next day, Lamachar, he shows up, Amrulay, Nese Mar, Venisne Ba'uktin. They came to him and said, come teach us, Rabbi, the laws of Uktin. Pasach ve'amar. So he started talking and he spoke incredibly well. Basar da'okim, once he was finished, Amar lahu, he told them, Eloi gemirna k'sifistan. If I had not learned it, you would have made a fool out of me, you would have offended me. Pakid, he announced, Vafkinu mibei medrasha. And they were kicked out of the drasha. Basically, they were not allowed to learn in the base medrash anymore. But they still wanted to be part of the conversation. So what would they do? Have a kasvi kushiyas of a piska. They would write their questions on a piece of parchment, v'shadu, and they would throw it into the shul. Whatever the have a mifthik, whatever the base medrash was able to answer, they answered. The loyavu mifthik kasvi piduki v'shadu. But if the answers were not clear to the people in the base medrash, so then Rab Meir and Rab Nosson would then write the answers v'shadu and throw it in. At some stage, Rabbi Yossi feels that this is the whole thing is not appropriate. He says, Amrlu Rabbi Yossi says, Toyda mibachutz v'anim mibifnim. Torah is outside and we're inside. In other words, these two great Gdolei Yisrael are outside and we're inside. As Rashi says, Oyem yichnusu l'beis medrash. Either they should come into the beis medrash, Oyanu neitzei aleim v'neishim imam. Or we're going to go outside and study with them. But this doesn't make sense. Amalem Dashbag. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, Ni aylinu. We'll bring them in. Miu niknesinu, but nevertheless, we're going to give them a knas. Delay name du shmaitzam mishmayu. From now on, when we quote them, we're not going to say in their name. Rather, asikul that mayor. From now on, we're going to call that mayor achedim, others. Ulab nasan yesh aimim. And when we refer to an opinion of the nasan, we're going to say yesh aimim. Achvulu b'chalmayu. Then they had a dream. And they saw in their dream, zilu paisu, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that they should go appease Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Rabbi Nosson azal, Rabbi Meir lo azal. Rabbi Nosson went to appease Dashbag, Rabbi Meir did not go. Omar, why? Because Rabbi Meir says, divi chalomus leimailim v'leimaridin, dreams don't make any difference. Ki azal, Rabbi Nosson, so when Rabbi Nosson comes to Dashbag, Omar le Dashbag, Dashbag tells him, nehida hani loch kamna da vuch. It's true that the great honor of your father was enough to make you in the base. Basically, you have the yichus. Shabinach nami nasi. Do you think it should have made you a nasi? In other words, you were trying to push me out of nasi. You would become the nasi. The mayor would become the abbas. Do you really think you're qualified to be the nasi? What's kamda? What does it mean that he had kamda davuch, the kamda of his father? And Rashi explains that kamda is a golden belt. In other words, you come from a high quality. Master that Rab Shimon b'dei achedim oimdim. So Rab Shimon, so Rebbe is teaching to Rab Shimon, the son of Rashbag. Sorry, he's to the son of Rab Shimon Gamliel. Rebbe is teaching to his own son, Rab Shimon, a piece of learning. And he, instead of saying that Meir, even though Rebbe Yehuda Anasi was an honor and he was a kind person, he didn't want to go against the policy of Rashbag. So he says, Achedim Oimdim. Achedim say. And what does he say in his name? Ilu haya tmuda loy haya karev. And that's actually the connection to our parsha. That's how the Horius connects to our parsha. Why we learn in the Masechta Bechayis, and this week's parsha talks about Bechayis in the final parak, says Rashi, that we know that by Bechayis and in the laws of you're making hektish and you have to give meiser from your animals. So you take 10 animals through a door, and the 10th animal is Kodesh. Says the Mishnah Kadala Chi Asidi Vlasidi Chi, if you called the 9th one 10, and the 10th one you called 9, Lachada Sarasidi, and you called the 11th 10, basically you got them all mixed up, Shlashta Mikudashin. In that case, all of them are Mikudash. The one that was technically 10, the number 9 that was called 10, or the number 11 that was called 10. Hatshi Necha B'mumay, the ninth one, which we call 10, can be eaten with its mum. Ha'asidi Maiser, the tenth one goes as Maiser. V'achadaser Karev Shlamim, and the 11th one goes as a Karban Shlamim. V'yiseyu T'muda, and you're able to do with it the laws of T'muda. In other words, you're able to exchange from one animal to another. Divdei that mayor says. In other words, if you want to change another piece of Kodesh from this to that, you can. Amalei Rabbi Yehuda, but Rabbi Yehuda says, V'chiyesh T'muda Isa T'muda. How can you do T'muda with this 11th that you call the 10th? It's already it's an exchange one. In other words, it's not the original. It's not the real number 10. It's number 11. And you're going to use this to exchange it for another piece of Hekdesh? So Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. So when Rabbi was telling Rabbi Shimon, his son, the law of this Tmura, he used the logic of Rameir. Why? What did Rameir respond to Rabbi Yehuda? Rameir responded back, Ilu Haya Tmura Loi Haya Karev. The mayor says like this. Rameir says that basically, according to your interpretation, Rabbi Yehuda, that you say that this itself, number 10, 11, which was called 10, is a Tmura, and therefore you cannot do another Tmura on it. If it was a Tmura, it would never have gone onto the Mizbeach. You can't bring it onto Mizbeach. So, in this episode, when Rebbe was telling Rabbi Shimon his son, Acher Maimrim, Amar Loi, he tells his father, Mihem Halalu, who are these people, Acherim, Shemimeyam Anu Shoysim, that we drink their waters, we learn their Torah, Ushemoysam Ein Anu Maskirim. But we don't mention their names. Amar Loi, so he says to them, Bnei Adam Shebikshu Laker Kvaydecha, these were people who wanted to remove your honor, and Kvod Beis Avicha, in honor of your father, and basically the great legacy of the family of Hillel, of Ram Gamliel, etc. Amar Lei, so he turns to him and says, Gam Avasam, Gam Sinasam, Gam Kinasam Kvar Avda. This is a pasuk from Kehelis. Their love is gone, their sin is gone, their jealousy is gone. Basically, it's over. Let's move it on. Amar Lasi responds to him with the pasuk, Ha'oyev tamu chadavis lenetzach. He says, the pasuk says that even though the oyev dies, chadavis lenetzach, the knives stay out forever. In other words, just because Amir and Rab Nassim died, nevertheless, we still have to hold on to this policy. Amar Lasi responds to him and says, Hani mili heichada hanu masayu. That is appropriate when the Rishoyim had a pleasure and their intentions were impure. The Abanim lehanu masayu, over here, these were the Abanim. You can't put them in that category. Hadar asni le amdu mishum namer. So from then on, the Rebbe, when he used to teach it, he used to say in the name of the mayor, ilu ayakatmuda layayakadiv. If it was Tmuda, it wouldn't have been Kadev. Interesting, he still says Mishum that Mary, doesn't say that Mayad Oymer. And who points that out? Rava. Amar Rava, Rava says, Afilu Rebbe, even Rebbe, the Anvasava, who was an Anav, Tana, he learned Amru Mishum that Mayor. He said Amru Mishum that Mayor, on behalf of the Mayor, but Amar Rabbi Mayor, Loi Amar. But he doesn't say Amar Rabbi Meir. In other words, he doesn't go directly and say, this is what Rabbi Meir said. They said the name of that Meir. In other words, they don't fully attribute it. Comes the next sugya, which seemingly has no connection to the previous sugya. And that was one of the big questions of the Rebbe's Sicha. And this is where we start really seeing the Rebbe's take on it. Says the Gemara, Pligu ba Rabbi Shimon Gamliel v'Rabbanan. This same Rabbi Shimon Gamliel v'Rabbanan had an argument, a disagreement. Chad Amar, one of them said, Sinai Adif. Sinai is preferenced. That means somebody who knows a lot, who's a bucky. Chad Amar Oikarim, and the other person says that it's the person who can tear mountains apart, in other words, can dig deep. Now the Rebbe brings a few interesting points. I'm quoting both from the edited Sicha and from the non-edited Sicha. Sinai, we usually refer to it as the guy who knows, but not necessarily so deep. But Sinai was a mountain. So when you say that the other one was Oikar Haran, was moving mountain, Sinai was also a mountain. In other words, it wasn't a flat terrain. There was a mountain, there was depth. But the main strength was knowledge. Now, there was a commentary, the Be'er Sheva, who says that the connection between the previous sugya and this is, not only because they're both talking about Rav Shimon Gamliel, because I made the mistake earlier, and I'm not deleting it now, because ultimately, according to the Be'er Sheva, that's the way it was. His argument was that Rav Shimon Gamliel was an Oiked Harim, and that Meir was a Sinai, and therefore Rav Meir wanted to remove Rav Shimon Gamliel from the position. He felt that that's not the right quality. But the Rebbe says that doesn't make sense, because we see very often that regarding Rav Meir, we're told that the Talmidei Chacham couldn't reach his level of depth, and that's why rarely is the halacha like him, because he was deeper than everybody else. So obviously his Maila was his depth. So they say no. The Rebbe says punkt farket. He takes the idea of the Be'er Sheva that the argument was about Sinai and Eichon Harim, but he turns it, the Rebbe says, Lefi Ani Yazdaiti, according to my opinion, it's the opposite. Rav Shimon Gamliel's strength was he was a Sinai. And that Meir's strength was he was an Oiked Harim. Now, interesting, the Rebbe says often when we say Chad Omer, and we don't attribute these opinions to a specific person, but we said two names previously. In other words, we said there was an argument in Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rabbanan, and then we say Chad Omer, one person said this, Chad Omer, the other person said that. The first Chad will go on the first name. So who was the first name? Rav Shimon Gamliel. And he said Sinai Adif, because Rav Shimon Gamliel, according to Rebbe's Pshat, was a Sinai. The Chadam and the other person, the Abanan, they said, Oiked Harim, the one that removes mountains. Like Rashi says, the Chari from a Fulpul B'Torah, they're sharp and they're pilpul in Torah. Afal Pisha Ein Mishnah, but I says, Sturin Lekach, even though maybe they're not necessarily the most orderly, they don't have it all set out in front of them, but ultimately they are deep. And the Rebbe says that also explains Uktzin, because Uktzin is a very difficult Masechta, and you really have to get your head around it. And therefore, they weren't testing if Rav Shimon Gamliel knew Uktzin, because again, he was a Sinai. The question was, is he sharp? And therefore, Rav Shimon Gamliel knew it. That night, all he did was spend on sharpening the knowledge, and then he was able to prepare. So ultimately, this was the argument between the two of them. Which one's more important, Sinai or Oiked Harim? But what is the halacha? So says the Gemara story. Which one's not the halacha? Which one's more preferable? So says the Gemara, there was once a time that Yosef Sinai, that Yosef was a Sinai, Rabba Oiked Harim, and Rabba was the Oiked Harim. Shalchu l'taman, and therefore the Chacham at the time sent out a question, Eizemem Kaidem, which one between Sinai and Oiked Harim, which one comes first? Shochulu, the response that they got from the Gedolei Yisrael was Sinai Adif. To be a Sinai is greater. The Amar Mar, they quoted the sages, Hakol Tzrichim L'Marei Chatya. Everyone needs Marei Chatya, which means a lot of chitim, a lot of wheat. In other words, you need to have a lot of knowledge, and you need to be mesuder in your knowledge. You have to actually have clarity in it, and that's the way you make halacha. Nevertheless, afilu hachi lekabel Rabbi Yosef. Nevertheless, Rabbi Yosef did not accept the nesius upon himself. Malach Rabba esim etate shnin. Rabba was the leader for 22 years. V'hadar malach Rabbi Yosef. And Rabbi Yosef was then the leader for after that, only after Rabba passed away. V'chol shani the malach Rabba. And all the years that Rabba was the leader, Rabbi Yosef afilu leumne levesa loy chalif. He did not bring a professional into his house to do work. In other words, the dignified people, let's say they had to let blood, the blood leather would come to their house, etc. But when Rabba was teaching, he never brought this kind of, dignity to himself. He didn't want to bring it to himself. Rather, what would he do? The blood leather would go to the house of Rabba, and Rabbi Yosef would go over there. And Rashi has another pshat that literally all those years he never did any work, because all he did was sit at the feet of Rabba and learn. In other words, his incredible bittul. And then the Gemara finishes off with a story about Abaya and Rava, etc. And the Rebbe actually talks about that following the final three lines of the Masechta in the Bilti Mukka in the unedited version. So ultimately what we did over here is we learned the Shtikl Gemara together and explained, according to Rebbe's Pshat, how the two sugyas connect. And one final point is, why was Rabbi Meir the one who held the opinion that the 11th, which was called the 10th, can actually go on the Mizbeach? The Rebbe says, because ultimately, what did we say? That Meir, he celebrated quality over quantity. Eiker Harim is quality, and Sinai is quantity. And he celebrated Eichus over Kamus. And over here, what he says is, if you see the fact that this carbon can go on the Mizbeach, as we said, a tmuda would not go on the Mizbeach, this goes on the Mizbeach. In other words, you see the dignified quality of this carbon. It must be that it's not tmuda. In other words, that Meir focused on quality, and that's why in this sugya, that's the connection between the fact that Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi was teaching his son, Rab Shimon, this whole sugya, and he taught him these laws, and the Gemara decides to bring it in the context of the story. Because ultimately, as we said, this whole sugya is an argument of quantity over quality, and therefore this was a typical statement of that Meir, where quality goes over quantity. And ultimately, what's interesting from the Sicha is that, you know, it talks about Kamus and Eichus, it brings the famous Chakir of Rabbi Yosef Engel, but ultimately, which one's the greater one? Quantity. As much as a person has to go deep into the sugya, the person has no quality. And it's interesting, the Rebbe would always talk about in Chassidus, and the Rebbe specifically would talk about in Tes Kislev, the Mittel Rebbe's Yard site, there was Beshufi, there was lots of Chassidus. The Rebbe says you have to learn Beshufi. You're pushed to have to know a lot. There's a Mila, obviously, in Yeshiva and later on in life to be able to go deep. But there's a bigger Mila to push to know a lot, to be a Bucky, to be able to be extremely knowledgeable. A Gutenvach.